Vayikach Koirach, Ben Yitzor, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi, V'dosan Ma'aviram, B'nei Eliyov, V'oin Ben Pelos, B'nei Reuven. So Vayikach Koirach, what did he take? Doesn't say what he took. So Rashi says, Lokach es atzmoy l'tzad echod, li yis nechlak mitoycha edot, lo'ir alakun. Which means to say that this was not a machlokes between Korach and Moshe. Moshe was not in a machlokes. Moshe was the Dvar Hashem. Moshe was the pillar of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was where everything should be. If Korach waged a machlokes, he took himself away from the emes, and he took himself away from the Ratzon HaBoreh. Moshe is Moshe emes v'sar Ratzon emes. And it's Meduyek, the Mishnah in Masechet Zavos. So, is that machlokes l'shem shamayim? So machlokes shamay v'hilu. Machlokes shaloy l'shem shamayim. Machlokes koirach va'adosei. Why didn't it say machlokes koirach ha'moshe? What's koirach va'adosei? So one of the pshatim that the Medrash Shmuel says is because Moshe was not in the machlokes. Moshe was the emes. That was the way things should be. Koirach took himself away from that. It's daimed to, you know, all of these fringe movements, the reform movement, and all those things, they say, why can't we be at peace with you? You know, why can't you be all-inclusive with us? We didn't cause a machlekes. We didn't break away. We are the emes. We are the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. You broke away and you made yourself a whole new movement. That's not making peace, and that's not shat we're making a machlekes with you. We are the emes. That's why Yikach Korach, he took himself away l'tzad echad. The Beis Yisrael, Ger Rebbe, like it's out of the Kodesh Levroche, says, Vayikach Koirach, this was the Hashkofa of Koirach, to be a taker. Not only in the Gashmis that go even, because we know that Koirach was a very wealthy man, his Midrashim, how he got a hold of that wealth, but his whole Hashkofa Zachaim was, maybe not out in the open, but subconsciously, what's in it for me. Even in the Ruchnis that sense, He did it for himself, not B'Toris and Eved Hashem. He did everything for himself. It's shy for a person to be an Eved Hashem with his lahavos and be mechanish toyer medalas dings. But he's doing it because that's his own pleasure. He's not doing it because that's the Ratzon HaBoreh. If he'd be doing it because of the Ratzon HaBoreh, he'd be doing everything for the Ratzon HaBoreh. And when things go against him, he would be mevatel himself to the Ratzon HaBoreh. But his outlook on life, and Rashi brings down, Koirach einoi hit osei, his eye, it caused him to make his mistake. That means, so Rashi says it's referring to he saw the future and he misjudged it and he misinterpreted it. But einoi hit osei, his outlook on life was to take and what I can get for myself, and that's what got him into trouble. Moshe Rabbeinu lehepach. Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel himself for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made nothing of himself. And achnu mo, that was his way of life. Aaron HaKoyim, same thing. Aaron HaKoyim was the Godel Hador in Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, V'ro'acho v'somach b'livay. He went out and he rejoiced and he was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu was taking over, which, you know, a regular person would do that. The Teretz says they were cooler than Shem Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to go with us, M'cheni no misifrcha shekhasofta. Which leader would like to be erased from history? Donald Trump, certainly not. Right? What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel himself totally for Hashem and for Klal Yisrael. There was no ani over there. There was no me. There was no myself. Whereas Koirach, dikos vayikar, Koirach, his hashkofas achayim was to take, and the middle, that's what got him into trouble. Vayikar Koirach ben Yitzor ben Kohos ben Levi. So, the Medrash says, Koirach she'osa korcha b'Yisrael. He made a bald spot in Klal Yisrael. He made a breach in Klal Yisrael. Ben Yitzhar, she'hirsiach es'oilun kulei katzoharayim. He heated up the world with machloikis like midday. Ben Kahos, she'hikesh shine moilidov. He weakened the power of his ancestors. Ben Levi, she'nasu levoya l'gehenim. He became an accomplice, an attachment to Gehenna. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks, why are we including Korach's ancestry over here? Korach, he did a terrible aveira. His father, his grandfather, they were all Kedoshim. So why are we including his ancestors in this Aveira? The Velt says that Yichus is like a bunch of zeros. If you have the one in front of it, so then it's something. But if you don't have the one in front of it, the person himself, then it's nothing. It means to say that Yichus is not really, you know, what matters. But the emphasis says that's a very big mistake. Lemaise, if you have the one in front of it, then the zeros make a big number. The Hainu, the person is a product of his ancestry. You know, Sainitzad, the genes. You know, they were Moisei Nefesh for, you know, Torah, for Chesed, whatever they were Moisei Nefesh for. It gets ingrained in their children's genes and the grandchildren as well. Sainitzad, they set an example for the later generations. That's also a Dover God. So Yichus is a very big thing. If a person goes around bragging, oh, well, yeah, you know who I am. You know who I am. I'm an Eidikul. Yeah, so that's Haka, you know, that's Haka a bunch of zeros. But if a fellow utilizes the spiritual genes and to remove them that he took from the previous generations, then there's a Dover God. Kairach, in that respect, had tremendous potential. Kairach ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is the Lashon of Shem and Zayas. Shem and Zayas represents Chochmah, light. It brings light to the world. Ben Kohos, v'lo yikhas amim. This is about the Melech HaMashiach. He's going to gather everybody together. He can bring people together. Kairach ben Kohos, ben Levi. Levi is a levoya l'shchina. He's attached to the shchina. He did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So all these things are tremendous milas that Kairach inherited, and he could have utilized it. And what did he do with that? He did the exact opposite. He turned Kairach ben Yitzhar into Resicha Katsoharayim. That potential, that great potential, he turned it the opposite way. Ben Kohos, he turned it into Shehikah Shinei Moilida. Ben Levi, Shanasa Levoya L'Gehenna. That great potential that he had with all the Koiches, he turned it all around and it turned out to be a Be'etzach. But the Aruch Chaim HaKosos will feed his Parshat. He took Gevaldika potential and he turned it into Be'et. Aruch Chaim HaKosos says, not weiter. He says, the same way, a person, when he does good, so it's a credit to his ancestors in Gan Eden. You know, we know that a person, once he leaves this world, he's an Oymed, like a Malach. Can't go higher. The son is the legs of the father. What does it mean, he's the legs of the father? If a son does give out the Gezachin, say his father that was mailing him and he had an Ashbah on him. A grandfather maybe a little bit less. But they get benefits from the fact that he's doing give out the Gezachin down here. Over Lehepach, if he does bad things, so then it affects the ancestors up there. It means they could have tzar, and they could lose a little bit of their madrega because of what an angel does. It's a pelech, l'chayr. So that's the pshat, that's what the pasuk is, the medrash is telling us in the pasuk. Kairach, he himself made a karka. Ben Yitzhar, and Yitzhar suffered because of it, because he incited the world like Tzoharayim. Ben Kahos, Shehikeh, Shine Moilida, and Kohos suffered all the way to Levi. Even Yaakov Avinu would have been affected if not for the fact that Yaakov Avinu was Mispalo, B'soidam al Tovei Nafshi, B'kolam al Techet Kavoidi. But a person affects the ancestors back there like a tree. If the chelik of the tree is rotten, it could travel to the branches and to the roots. That's really what this is. It's a pachadik thing. I remember we were sitting shiva for my mother, Aleha Shalom. So Don Segel, he came to me, Nachum Avraham, my brother, had some yachas with him. Don Segel was in America. So he said that when Reb Chatzkel Levenstein was sitting shiva for his father came to him in a dream and he said, Shik Peklach, send me packages. You know, like when we were in yeshiva, we used to call home, send me packages. So up there in Shemayim, Shik Peklach, you know, they need it. So a person has the ability of being the Zaka Avaisav, and Lehepach, Chas v'Sholem, he could do the other way. V'Oin ben Peles, one of the people involved here was Oin ben Peles from Shevet Reuven. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Avkuf Tesam et Aleph says, Oin ben Peles, Ishto Yitzilose. His wife saved him from this whole business. Omrele, my nafka l'chomino, what are you going to gain from this? What are you going to extract from this? Imar Rabba, and Talmida. If Kairach is going to be the Rebbe, you'll be a Talmud, be my Rabbi and Talmud. Either way, you're going to be beneath them. So what am I supposed to do? So he told him, you stay over here and I'll save you. What'd she do? She got him drunk. He went to sleep. She let down her hair and she stood by the door. And they ran from, oh, a lady uncovered here. They ran away. You know, and the Bible, she saved them. And on that, the Gemara says, Chochmas Noshim Bonso Baisa. The Chochma of women, the wisdom of women, built up this household. Okay, have to see what was the big Chochma over here. It's common sense. You know, you're not going to be, either it'll be Kairach or it'll be Moshe and Aaron. It's not going to be you. Why does that take tremendous Chochma? So, it's said over in the name of the Talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salanter. It is a Gevaldige Chochma. You know why it's a Gevaldige Chochma? In the time of Machloikis, people lose their common sense. They get all, sometimes you get all roof-gerecht and screaming, yeah, man, screaming and shouting and tumbling, whatever. And no one stops to use their brains and use simple common sense. She was smart enough to know that at a time of Machloikis, don't lose your head. Don't lose yourself. Think it over. Logically, you're not going to gain anything over here. Either way, you're not. That takes tremendous chokhmah. To know that Kas and Machloikis Talib could a whole rabble screaming and shouting and losing themselves, that was the chokhmah inside her. There's others that say I saw brought down from my going to be Solon and Kupshitz. Kupshitz, he's a shlitis from the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Or, he said that she was able to see beneath the surface. Kairach. Looked like an Aram Gadol. Kairach looked like an Aram Gadol. He was one of the people that carried the Aram. That's unbelievable, Mandrake. And he was saying, I don't mean for myself. I mean for all of you. Why shouldn't we all serve in the Beis Hamikdash? And he made a very good point. He sounded very convincing with those things. She was smart enough to see beneath the surface. It doesn't mean you. Right? And to be able to see that from someone that's an Aron Gadol, that took all the good pictures. That's the Chokhmas Noshim Bonso Bais. Now, two of the main characters in this week's parasha are Dosan Vaavira. And they are very, very enigmatic characters, very hard to touch up. Who are Dosan Vaavira? It says, Yigachorah ben Yitzhar ben Kos, Levi, but Dosan Vaavira, Van ben Pelas. Ibn Ezra says, on the posik, by Yichal the Moshe Ma'oi, Vayomer el Hashem al Teifen el Minchosam. So Zogd Ibn Ezra, Ha'oilo v'hamincha is marich af on people that are Rishon. It causes Hashem to push off his anger. V'dosan v'aviram ha'yu anoshim gidoylem. They were great people. V'ekrivu mincha koydim zeh ha'maisa. So on that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't turn to their mincha. So Ibn Ezra calls them anoshim gidoylem. The Ramban in Pasuk Yud Beis, he says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu send a message to Dosan Vaaviram? Why didn't he send a message to Ein Ben Pelas? So the Ramban, it could be that Dosan Vaaviram were in the Siye Eda, they were Chashuvim Ma'oi, and they're more Chashuvim than Ein Ben Pelas. So they would agree to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Ein Ben Pelas would have followed after them. Again, you see from the Ramban that they were Chashuvim people in the Siye Eda. And they were in the Siye Eda in a generation that Chazal say that Hapchusim Shebahem saw things that Yecheskel ben Buzi did not see. And they were Chashuvim in such a generation. So how do we understand this Maisa, that they were the ones, the unraisers of this Machloikis over here? How do you understand that? Also, you find, it says, for Omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, so Rashi says, about the B'nai Yisrael, because there were no Yidden left in Mitzrayim. The Targum Yonisim in Uziel says, V'amar Paro the B'nai Yisrael, Dosan V'Avirim stayed behind. So how'd they make it through Kriyas Yamsuf? So Shulev Diskin says, because they were from the Shoitrim, and they got beaten rather than to enforce the work on other Yidden. So because that Hashem let them pass through, they got a private pathway through the Yamsuf. So they weren't pushed to people. So he goes, the kasha is, how's it shy that they should be nitzel in such as that? So the Chofetz Chaim said it very clearly and succinctly. Yisoyin HaDover is, Rashi says, Dosan Vaviram Yotsu Nitzov in Pesach HaOyel. So Rashi Nitzavim Bikuma Zekufa. Stretched out Azay Bikuma Zekufa, proudly standing there, L'charif U'legadev, to embarrass and to scoff at. And Rashi brings down in a different Makom, wherever it says Nitzim V'Nitzavim, fighting and standing, that's referring to Dosan Vavir. There's Uncle Chavetz Chaim, that's the aside of everything. They could have had tremendous qualities, but they were Nitzavim, they weren't willing to be Machnia themselves, they were Bali Gaib, and they were Chutzbedik, and someone that has Chutzbedik, that's Menei for him to do tshuva. There was a Maisa that happened in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva, that a Bacher got caught being Mechal Shabbos. And the word got to Tzvi Harish Levinson, Zechitzavi B'Kodesh L'Bracha, and he brought the matter to the Chavetz Chaim. What should we do? Chavetz Chaim said, keep it hush hush, keep it quiet, get him Chavrusis G'doy Le'Toyer to learn with him, Yerei Shamayim, give him a Gishmak, and it's a Zayin good. And Kachav, that's what they did, and the fellow, you know, he became something of, you know, he came to God like God, but Epis became of it. There was another Bacher a while later that the cook, the woman cook, came crying to Reb Tzvi Hirsch that this Bacher was chutzpahdik to her, and she was crying about it. So he brought it up to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, I want to be Mavar of the Maisa. He's Mavar of the Maisa. He told them, throw him out of the yeshiva. So he asked the Chavetz Chaim, he was a Bacher, it was Mechal Shabbos. Chazal said, Kol HaKoifer, that doesn't keep Shabbos, keep the Koifer, B'chol HaTeir, Kula. It's a Chiv Skiva. Yet the Shver said to keep him. And this Bacher was Mechutz of Dik, so his boss. So he says, a vase from Gornish, I know a mission in Pirkei Yavis. It says in the mission in Pirkei Yavis, as ponim l'gehenim, u'boishas ponim l'ganeim. So the Manushah. If the fellow does tshuva from his Averis, so why is as ponim l'gehenim? Well, he did tshuva. And if boishas ponim, how can you say boishas ponim l'ganeim? If a guy did an Avera and didn't do tshuva, so what good is it that he's a boishas ponim? Shema mino, that an as ponim is never going to do tshuva. An as ponim is a mechutzit. He knows better than anybody else. He's not machnia himself to anybody. It's a chazok, he's not going to do tshuva, he goes to Gehenna. Boish is upon him, he's embarrassed, he's machnia himself. It's a chazok, he will do tshuva. Boish is upon him, Gehenna. And Tachav HaMaisa, they sent this bachur out, nothing good became of him. That's, so same thing over here, you can have all the milus in the world, you can be a Baal Kishrin, and a great speaker, and a great whatever, but if there's an as upon him over there, that stares people from doing tshuva, and it stares people from seeing the light and seeing the emes. Vayichar l'moishem oi, vayomer al Hashem, al teifen el minchosam. Don't turn to their mincha. Loi chamor efen mehem no sosi, loi harioisi es achad mehem. So what does it mean, al teifen el minchosam? We just saw a shot from the Ibn Ezra, it's referring, they brought a card to mincha beforehand. But Rashi brings down two pshatim. Rashi brings down a pshat that was referring to the ketores that they're going to bring the next day. Don't turn to their korban that they're bringing. And then Rashi brings down, don't accept their chelik in the korban tamid. The fire should not burn their chelik in the korban tamid. So you have to understand, what did Moshe Rabbeinu want with this? Like, Davka wanted their chelik should not be mekubal, like... He was a vindictive person. If anything, Moshe Rabbeinu would like everybody to do tshuva. What did he want with this? So I once saw the pshat, the carbon tamid is a carbon brought by the tzibur altogether. And this is their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The carbon tamid is the keves hachot tasa b'boiker, beis hakeves hasheni tasa b'in ar boi. Day in, day out. This maintains our relationship with Hashem. But our relationship with Hashem can only be complete if it's a carbon that's brought ba'achdus, it's brought from the Machzis HaShekel, everybody contributes, it's ma'ached Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael ba'achdus is communicating with Hashem. But Korach brought about a breach in Klal Yisrael. He brought about a pirut. So if his chelik, if he would have a chelik in this carbon, they mean there would be a blank in this carbon which separates that the carbon should not be ba'achdus, and that way it would ruin the carbon for everybody else.
So Hashem, if he's there, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, it should not ruin the carbon for everybody else. This should be mufka from the carbon l'chetchila, and everybody else should bring the carbon ba'achdus, and that way it'll be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a pshat that I once heard on this inyan. The imbriya yivra Hashem, if Hashem will create a new bria, upotsesa adama as pia, ubola oisam as kalashalahem, they'll go alive in the grave. The adatem, you will know. The question is, why was it necessary to create an ayah bria? Hashem punishes them. Hashem punishes them, so you'll know that they are wrong and we are right. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create an ayah bria? So it's brought down from the Sefer Nachal Elio. I believe that that's from the Grah. Not that he put it out, but there's Divrei Torah from the Gra. In the Sefer Nachal Elio, it says in the Pasuk in Kehelas, V'elokim yivakish es anirdov. And Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always looks out for the one that's in anirdov. Even if it's a Rasha that's being roidif after a Tzaddik, I'm sorry, even if it's a Tzaddik being roidif after a Rasha, V'elokim yivakish es anirdov. That's Anhag in the Bria. Hashem sticks up for the anirdov. You find that by the mice of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Right? Bar Kamsa, he tattled on Klal Yisrael, but he was a nirdav because Lamaisa, he was Mavuzi Barab, and nobody came up to help him. Chazal say, take a look at the koyach of someone that's a nirdav, that's Mavuzi. Well, Kimi Vakar says, a nirdav. So, Oibazoi, if there would be stam of punishment, it's Yodua that they were right of Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish. With the worst bizyonis and the worst litzonis, ad kenei kach that the Gemara says that the umakana la moishim b'machaneh, that every person warned his wife al tistri yimishplayin, to be masig, such a bizyon, the gadol ador that went up to be makabal luchas for them, and the choshirim b'eishis ish al tistri yimishplayin. It's the worst of the worst. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a nirdav. So if it would just be a regular punishment, so people would say, yeah. Okay, he was a nirdav, and Meir will give me vakas as a nirdav. But who says he was right, Lamaise? Right? Even if a tzaddik is right for Russia, Afal Pekin will give me vakas as a nirdav. But that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Bria Yivra, if it'll be a new Bria, Lamail Min Ateva, that's not a punishment, then you'll know that we did not make this up, and this is all from HaKadosh Baruch. Famous Maise, the Brisker Rav, after World War I, Brisker Rav came back to Brisker. Chaim was nifter really during World War I. So he came back to Brisker, he was the Rav. So it was a terrible, terrible change in the community over the period of the war. There was Afkerus. People became Sheikhtim. They had no Sheikhs to being Sheikhtim. They were called the Schwarze Sheikhtim. They didn't know the first thing about Shrib. So one night, the Brisker Rav called a meeting of some of the Askanim to see what they could do about the Schwarze Schreiber. They called the meeting, let's say, for 9 o'clock. Brisker Rav was there, and the people of the board were there, and sitting there together with everybody else was one of these Schreiber. So Rav is sitting there, and he's quiet and doesn't say a word. It's already 10 minutes after 9, and Leiland's hinting to him, was everybody here invited? Like, is there anybody here that maybe doesn't belong here? Man, this guy, he didn't take any hints, and he was here 20 minutes, half hour, and the rope does not say a word. And they were wondering, why didn't he pick up, throw him out? No, nothing. So finally, the Gros says, okay, the meeting is adjourned, finished, and they didn't have the meeting. So afterwards, they asked the rope, like, why didn't the rope tell him to get out? So he says, we call this meeting to accomplish something. So shteid v'lekim yivakish es anirdof. It makes no difference. It could even be a tzaddik being roided for Russia. But if we're mavazing him, Hashem's going to stick up for him. So Hashem, if he's there, wouldn't do it. So he needed a bria, an entirely new bria, to be able to show Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was right and Korach was wrong. Vayerdu heim v'chol ha-shelohem chayim sha'oilo v'techas aleim ha'oretz. The Gemara Baba Basra, the famous Gemara is a Rabba Bar Barchanan.
told different stories. He says one time he was in the Midbar and he saw a tire, an Arab, and he told him, come, let me show you where Adas Kairach is under the ground. And he came to a Malkim. There were two crevices in the ground. Both of them were giving off smoke. They took a bundle of wool, they put it on a stick, and they put it in water, and they stuck it in there, and it became singed, partially from the heat. And he heard them saying, Rabbi Baruch Marchon heard them saying, Moshe Emes V'Seirose Emes V'Anu Badoim, and we are mistaken. So the Arab told them, every 30 days they come up, and they say this, you could hear them saying, this is where the minig is, when we dance, you jump up with the Sefer Torah, Moshe Emes V'Seirose Emes. That comes up from them, that they jump up and they say that. So what's the pshat over here? What do these two crevices in the ground represent? So the Marsho over there in Baba Basra says a gevaldige pshat. He says, Kairach did two things wrong. Number one, he was Mekana Moshe for the wrong reason, for covet. That's why he was Mekana Moshe. Moshe and Aaron, and he was not Mekana Moshe and Aaron for the real things, for the mitzvahs that they did. Two avos. He says, it's merumas in the posik. It says in the posik in Tehillim, Kapitel Kavod, Vayikanu l'moshe b'machane la'aron kidosh Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was michus l'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu, the oil moed, was michus l'machane. That's where he did his avodah. They weren't mekana Moshe for what he did michus l'machane. They were mekana him b'machane because the people in the machane gave him kavod. That's why they were Mekanahim. So that was mistake number one. They were Mekanahim for the wrong reason. And they were not Mekanahim for what he did in Oyel Moed. Aaron, Punt Lehepach, Aaron's Iker Avodah was Bamachne, Oyse Sholem, between one man and a different person, Oyev Sholem, Viroidev Sholem. His Iker Avodah was in the Machne, between people. He happened to be, he was given covered by Hashem. He did the Avodah in the Kunim Doyle. So what was he Mekana Aaron for? Not Bamachner, because he was the Kedosh Hashem, because he went into the Kedosh HaKadoshim, he went into the Beis HaMikdosh. Those were the two Averis. Sholem said there were two crevices that were open to Gehenim, aside for being Mekana for the Kovid, and aside for not being Mekana on the Bar Mitzvahs. A guten Shabbos. Shabbos.